With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Wiener, deep left. Look at this. Steve. Oh, my goodness. He's done it. Derek David Wiener. Unbelievable. It is unbelievable. He's done it in his home ballpark. John Wiener.
That's not the Rock stuff. That's Rocky stuff.
That is unbelievable.
John Wiener brought to you by Xfinity, America's best internet service provider, according to speedtest.net. And we welcome in John Wiener at this time. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're great. Doing to get your well. Phone back, I guess.
Phone is back, believe it or not. I lost it twice on that trip.
Okay, well, you found it twice, so that's good. Two for two, head away. That's a John Wiener type of day, two for two.
Oh, man, once in Atlanta, too, and once in Milwaukee, once in Atlanta. Got lucky. The guy, the cab driver in Atlanta, brought it back to the hotel, thank goodness.
My gosh, there's honest people in the world, John. There really are.
Yeah, there is. It's really bad. It's really, really bad. It runs in the family, too, because my son, I tried to get a hold of him for his birthday on Friday, and he lost his phone, too, so.
Oh, my gosh. Just talk about this for a while. Mitch Keller seems to have lost it when he's got to the big leagues. I don't know. We've been knocking this around a little bit. Can there be a way where maybe tonight he goes out there against a team that isn't a great team? His ERA is what it is. Is there any way they could just say, hey, look, just pitch. You know how to pitch. Just pitch. Just get people out. Can we take all the thinking out of this?
Well, I don't know what goes through a player's mind when he's up there, especially the first inning that he had, and is it going to carry over into the second game or not. I mean, you could see the stuff. You could see the velocity. I thought against Atlanta, against a team that's obviously very hot and they got a bunch of veteran guys that could swing the bat. I mean, that first inning against them, too, I'll remind you, he tied up Freddie Freeman. He gave up Freddie Freeman hit one of the weakest balls you'll ever see him hit, you know, on an 0-2 pitch, which a little dribbler to shortstop. There was a lot of soft contact. I thought, unlike the first start, the second start, I thought there was some bad luck that happened there. And now, having said that, I also thought the pitch selection was questionable when you have a wipeout curveball and you're not throwing it for whatever reason, especially when you have a chance to end an inning with a strikeout and maybe throw a breaking ball to get a chase from. But the arm's definitely there. I thought the command was better that time. I thought he was aggressive. I thought that he just got and there were a couple situations where I think pitch selection was questionable. But sure, he can go out there tonight, and it wouldn't surprise me that he goes out there and throws up six or seven zeros gets his first big league W.
John, knowing that Trevor Williams is coming back tomorrow and then Jordan Lyles probably isn't far behind him, does it ease things up in Keller's mind at all if he goes out there and just thinks, hey, maybe this is my last start and I'm headed back to Indy no matter what. I need to just go out there and let it rip. Is there a benefit to thinking less, I guess?
I think any time that you're comfortable enough to where you're not thinking is a good thing. The first start, again, there's a lot of nerves and there's a lot of things going on. The game is kind of a blur. The second time through, you want to make up for the first time. Now the third time through, it should be a little more routine. I don't think Trevor Williams and Jordan Lyles should enter his mind or will enter his mind. I think he wants to prove that he's better than what he was the last couple of times. So, you know, there's two different ways, I guess, you can look at this. You either sit there and you want to prove other people wrong. I'm like, in my mind, this is what I do. If I'm failing or doing worse than I thought I would be, I do one or two things. I either relax and sit there and go out there and say I'm better than this, or I get angry. and when I was angry, I focused better, and I wanted to prove people wrong, you know. And so it's going to be one or two things, I would be my guess, but I think he's just going to go out there and try to stick with his routine and go out there and execute. And I wouldn't be surprised that we'll see more curveballs. I mean, that would be the one thing that's always been his best pitch, his strikeout pitch. He'd throw the fastball, curveball, and then mix in the slider. Last time out, again, it was like basically more slider than curveball. And I think that the curveball came out too late, and he didn't throw very many of them. So, I don't know what it's like to be a top prospect and then to get all the attention and to have all eyes on you and to have all this anticipation. Is he ready? Isn't he ready? Everything else that goes with that. I think that, you know, he'll go out there and try to treat it like a normal day, but and he's too good not to have success. I mean, I know we had the Tyler Glasnow thing, and but Tyler Glasnow had trouble throwing strikes. This guy can throw strikes. This guy's going to be fine. You know, it's just a matter of going out there and executing, and I think he'll have a good night tonight.
John Weiner on the Fan Hotline, brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions. We talked to John. John, Brian Reynolds seems to be, he has to be penciled in the lineup at this point. Two things jump out at me. You know a whole lot more about hitting than I do. But one thing, he never gets fooled badly, like it seems like a lot of young hitters would. And his head is so still on every pitch, off speed, fastball, in, out, up, down. His head is in the same place every time.
Yeah, I guess you'll hear when certain people talk about being quiet. Like Brian Reynolds is quiet in the batter's box. It's so calm. It's so relaxed. It's so efficient. The swing looks the same whether it's a breaking ball down and away or a fastball up and in. He's so mechanically sound, I guess you could say, to where he's in a position to hit everything. He's balanced. He's confident. It seems like he knows what a pitcher's throwing half the time. That's what blows me away more than anything else. He does things that you don't see hitters do. He hits a 3-1 backdoor breaking ball into left for a base hit. He'll hit an 0-2 fastball in the right field for a double. I mean, it's like you can rarely fool this guy with a pitch. He's just so on time, and it's like I said, I don't know if he sees the ball better. I don't know if he has the best eyesight ever. I used to think about that with Barry Bonds, because Bonds was so quick in the batter's box, and he recognized spin so early, you'd never see him chase. It's like, man, he has such an unfair advantage. He has more time than the rest of us. Whereas Reynolds kind of has that feel for me. It's like he recognizes things so early, and he's such, and that's why he doesn't get fooled, I think. And it's like, and he's still ready to hit a fastball. A lot of guys that recognize like a breaking ball, maybe you're sitting breaking ball. But this guy rarely gets fooled by a fastball. He rarely gets beat with it. Yeah, it's just a great swing. It's great mechanics. It's great timing. It's great patience. I mean, he has everything you want in a hitter, as far as I'm concerned. And it's very rare to see from not only a younger player, but any player.
John, Jason Mackey pointed it out over the weekend in the Post-Gazette, but Pirates are hitting over 300 pinch hitting. What goes into being prepared to do that successfully on such a regular basis?
I mean, I know they'll all tell you that, you know, they're in the cage and, you know, they're getting loose and all that other stuff. I always felt as a pinch hitter, you go up there without any pressure. You go up there with the thought of getting a good pitch to hit and putting a good swing on it and keeping it simple. But to hit 320, or they might be up to 330 now I think they were 320 going into the game. I think they were 1-for-2 the other day, whatever that would be. But a lot of it is just keeping it simple and just going up there and looking for a pitch and hitting. Now, it's not that easy. It helps that you have the talent there is on the bench. I mean, when you have Melky Cabrera, who's pushed it on 2,000 hits. Obviously, he knows how to hit. Corey Dickerson had a big pinch hit the other day. Jose Osuna has been doing it now for a while and hit his fourth career pinch hit homer the other day. I definitely think it helps to have some experience like that on your bench, because I think they've been there and done that, and they're not going to be overwhelmed by the situation. But I also think the hitting coaches, I mean, you got to give Rick Eckstein and Jacob Cruz some credit here. I think with the whole offense, I think that this team is bought into what they're selling in terms of contact point, as far as approach, as far as what to look for, sticking with that approach, just being prepared to face whomever it is out there on the mound. And I think with the pinch hitting part, I think that's part of it too. They're physically prepared, but they're also mentally prepared, and they're experienced enough to have success with it.
All right, so should they trade Phil Kessel or not? Like, what's happening here?
You know, he looked pretty slow to me last year comparatively, and he wasn't finishing. I don't know. You know, it's something to where the team overall for me, they're obviously getting older, and the teams that they're playing in the postseason are way faster. I think that's the biggest thing. So if they could go find a way to get faster by trading Phil Kessel, or I don't know. I mean, I think that would be useful. I haven't followed it. I really haven't paid much mind. My mind kind of wanders away from football and hockey when baseball starts. So I don't know what they're doing or what they're looking to do, but I know this from what I saw in the last couple postseasons, they need to be faster. So however you do that, go ahead and do it.
There we go. Yeah. Okay.
Away.
I love Phil Kessel, though, by the way. He was fun to watch for a couple postseasons there. Not so much fun the last two, but, he's a Pittsburgher.
Yes. Takes one to know one.
On many levels.
Bear leaguer that could score some goals.
Would have caught him down at Neville Ice Arena on the south side, John.
Right. I remember Neville Ice Arena, though. It'd be like once a year that the Zamboni would cause people to get sick.
Yeah,
the carbon ventilation monoxide was awful in there.
So I never went down there. Back in my day, it was the south side. You went down the south side rink.
Yes. All right. Well, Colony just came in because he's about to do an update, so there's that.
Hi, John.
All right. Hi, Jim.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great week, John.
See you.
Have a good week.
See ya. Jim, did you hear two times he lost his phone on that trip?
I did hear that, yeah.
Two for two. Wayner Day gets inserted late. Two for two. Bang. Loves him.
His kid lost his phone.
I know. Runs in a family. That's what he said. Nobody better than John. He just finds a way to grind through each day and get it done.
What if he went on the road with Zeiss?
Oh gosh.
They wouldn't be able to call for help.
Can't figure out if those two guys are very similar or very, very much different. I don't know. I think they may be more similar than one would think.
Until they realize the small little ways they're different.
Well, then they'd kill each other.
Yes, somebody gets murderized.
Epic ending coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.